Good afternoon. A comfortably mild day is in progress throughout interior New York and New England with a fair amount of sunshine. The sun is mixing with some cloud cover, particularly in the Hudson Valley and especially points east, as some moisture is being drawn in with the frontal system that passed through early in the day yesterday that has stalled out along the eastern seaboard. Most places in northern New York and down the Mohawk Valley towards central New York, as well as the western Catskills, having abundant sunshine through the afternoon. In these places, temperatures will reach the middle to upper 70s. With more cloud cover, some places will stay in the lower to mid 70s for afternoon highs. As we head into the night tonight, a wave of low pressure along the front in the mid-Atlantic region will tend to work its way up the eastern seaboard. As a result, once again, we'll see more clouds from the Hudson River Valley and points east. There is even the chance at a scattered shower or two in this region, while the rest of the region remains mostly clear during the overnight period. Temperatures largely will be back into the 50s for overnight lows. Same setup for tomorrow, as that wave of low pressure tracks north of Cape Cod. We'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds, still low relative humidity, as high temperatures reach up to about 80. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the north and west, where a trough of low pressure will dive into the Great Lakes. This will boot out the energy from the coastal system and leave us in between systems for the day on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds and only a touch more humidity and high temperatures in the lower to mid-80s. That disturbance over the Great Lakes will make its way toward us on Sunday with an increasing chance at clouds, showers, and thunderstorms throughout the day and highs right around 80 degrees. This disturbance will lift out for the early part of next week and we'll have a mix of sun and clouds as high pressure takes over again for Monday and Tuesday in the lower 80s both days and lower 80s on Wednesday. But at that point, we'll watch for another front to make an approach with another chance at a shower or thunderstorm. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has highlighted two areas of slight risk for portions of the upper Midwest and the central and southern plains where severe weather is expected to develop today. Primary threats will be damaging winds and large hail, which should occur during the afternoon and evening hours. Heavy rainfall could also lead to flash flooding in the southern plains. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Dorian. At 11 a.m., the center of Tropical Storm Dorian was located 1,800 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands and is moving toward the west-northwest near 17 miles per hour. This general motion is expected to continue today, followed by a gradual turn toward the west tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds were near 60 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some fluctuations in strength are likely during the next 48 hours. Tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 60 miles from the center, and the estimated minimum central pressure is 999 millibars or 29.50 inches. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 33 at Spinach Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a scattered shower in the mid-70s, Boston cloudy with a chance of showers in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62, the record high, 97, set in 1963, and the record low, 46, in 1953. Sunrise this morning was at 5:40 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:23 p.m., 14 hours, 43 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and comfortable today with highs in the 70s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with the risk of a shower and highs in the mid-70s. Cloudy tonight with the chance of a shower and lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and comfortable today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the upper 40s to around 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today with the risk of a shower and highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy tonight, still the chance of a shower and lows in the mid to upper 50s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and comfortable today with highs in the middle 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, a bit warmer, still low humidity, more clouds in New England, highs around 80. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday, lower 80s. A chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday with highs right around 80. And a mix of sun and clouds for Monday and Tuesday with highs back into the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.